Welcome to Perek Gimel of Sefer Daniel. Here we have a classic event in Nach that if we learn without the Mefarshim, we will only scratch the surface. What's happening? Nebuchadnezzar builds a statue for everyone to bow down to, and Hanan and Mishael and Azariah don't bow down to it. They risk their life. We're going to see. They are then thrown in the fire. They survive. Now, the question is, why don't they bow down to it? Why don't they bow down to it? So it's so important to know what Chazal say about this. There's Rishonim, there's a Tosas in Ksubas, there's Tosas in Psachim. What is going on here? Okay, some people say, this was a real idol Avodah Zarah, in which case everyone was clearly wrong for bowing down. Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were totally right. It's standard Avodah Zarah. You don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, you have to be killed rather than serve idolatry. It's one of the three cardinal sins. The other opinion is that it wasn't classic idolatry, but it was aggrandizing Nebuchadnezzar's reign or rulership or personality to such an extent that it would be a Kiddush Hashem not to bow down to it, albeit perhaps not an obligatory Kiddush Hashem, right? That, those are the two opinions over here. Have a look, it's Tosfos Suvos Lamed Gimel Beis, it's Rav Sadigon over here, right at the beginning of our Perek Gimel. The custom, they accused Klal Yisrael not bowing down, and that's why Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were asked to bow down. And where was Daniel? What was Daniel doing over it? So Daniel isn't really mentioned, either because he was the head of a city, so therefore he's nothing to do with this, or because he wasn't deemed as a representative of Klal Yisrael, such that what he does would represent the Jewish approach to this situation, or because Hashem arranged, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said in Sadi Gimel, that Daniel was sent away on some mission. He only returned afterwards. Either way, they refused to bow down. They profess their faith in Hashem, and they are tied in their clothes. They're thrown into this fire, which is heated seven times. Seven, interesting. Nebuchadnezzar spots they are led by an angel through the fire. This is Gabriel, Rashi says, who calls the heat for them. Interesting. What's very interesting is that the officers who threw Mishael, Hanan, and Azariah into the fire, they themselves are burnt. Right? They themselves are burnt. By the way, how did he know that this fourth person was an angel? So Rashi addresses that question. Rashi says that there was a bit of history over here, that Nebuchadnezzar was part of that army of Ashur, if you remember, that surrounded Yerushalayim and was killed by an angel. The army was killed by a plague, which was started by this angel. Right. What happened? So Nebuchadnezzar recognized this as the same angel as then. Interesting. That's a Rashi quote over here. Nevertheless, Nebuchadnezzar, again, he proclaims loyalty to Hashem, and whether it lasted, probably not. And he sends a letter around the kingdom about this. There's a royal edict. Anyone who defames, acts disrespectfully towards Hashem's name, they're going to be killed. Their house is going to be destroyed. There's a Kiddush Hashem here, a massive Kiddush Hashem here. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks about Kiddush Hashem, this is the archetypal Kiddush Hashem, because in theory, they probably could have run away. They could have escaped it, but instead, they went for it. They chose to make a Kiddush Hashem. Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah, unbelievable.